Welcome to Sunday Sermons and other recordings from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis, California. Please visit our website at www.uudavis.org for further information.
Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis. I'm Ann Hillman, the worship associate this morning.
And I'm the Reverend Beth Banks, the senior minister for the congregation, and I am joined by Alex Hader-Winnett, who is here in the front row, and he is the one with the bow tie, if you don't know him.
Welcome again.
Go ahead. Go for it, Ann.
You may be here because UUCD is known as the best Easter egg hunt in town.
That's true.
Or perhaps you are here this morning because you need a message of Easter's hope, that new life, new creativity, unseen solutions can come when we are certain that all is lost. This is the season of the Jewish Passover, and in the rhythm of your religious life, you may feel the power of the message of a people released from oppression. This is also when we honor Earth Day, celebrating the beauty of the earth and acknowledging that the earth's well-being is in the hands of humanity. Perhaps you've been so busy that you have forgotten that any of these holidays and holy days are upon us. Experience some time away from the routine of life. Every person is welcome. May we all find a moment of connection as we create a time of gathering together.
To acknowledge all that is being held by the people in this room, we light one pillar candle for the sorrows of this world, for the moments that weigh heavily on our hearts, and maybe only we know about those things. And we light one pillar candle for the joys of the world, for the moments of hope and the moments of celebration.
Forget about enlightenment. Sit down wherever you are and listen to the wind that is singing in your veins. Feel the longing, the fear, the love in your bones.
Open your heart to who you are right now. Not who you'd like to be, not the saint you're striving to become, but the being right here before you, inside you.
All of you is holy. You're already more and less than whatever you can know. Breathe out, look in, let go.
I am resurrecting my commitment to live lightly on the earth. When I was in my 20s, I carried laundry or groceries on my bike, rain or shine. It felt wonderful to be connected to the seasons and to know that I was living my values. I am going back to that, even though I've become accustomed to the convenience of a car. I've started examining each of my daily actions for its ecological impact. I turn on the oven, time to get out the solar oven. I'm chopping dates. Oh, they've been shipped from Southern California. Next time I'll use local dried fruit. I thaw food in the microwave. I should have planned ahead so I wouldn't use energy for thawing. I ask a realtor if she knows anyone who's replacing their laminate flooring. I would reuse it to replace our old carpet and roll vinyl in our home. Technology has made all the world's citizens our neighbors. To love our neighbors as ourselves, which is the law of both Christians and Jews, we must curb global warming. Jesus said, "It is harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to pass through the eye of the needle." Yes, it will be hard for us rich carbon users in the United States to change our ways. In this crisis, we need a miracle. As death-defying as Easter. We need united effort by the holy in each of us. Why do we have global warming? Because we consume too much. The way to curb global warming is by converting to zero-emission energy sources. Those nations who signed the Paris Agreement on climate change are working on this. Here in the U.S., We need environmentalist manufacturers and leaders urged, backed, and elected by us. While we're still using gas, we must be very careful, even frugal. Anything we buy was shipped by burning carbon. Everything manufactured used fuel. Everything metal used mining and smelting. Beef production in South America caused deforestation. Milk production created methane. Pesticides used on food crops decimated insects and their predators. Urge your friends and neighbors to a new universal moral standard, low carbon use. What if driving without passengers was unacceptable? Or flying? What if we were proud to make our clothes, cars, and furnishings last? What if we thought we had enough? Out of love for the earth, I plead for us all to examine our consumption.
This is a story that really combines the underlying message of Easter and also Earth Day. And it needs some participation. So you will discover, remember, as some of you who maybe come at Christmas and Easter, there may be a few people here. Ministers call them creasters. It's true. The last time you were here was Christmas, then you would know that we do a no-rehearsal pageant. Well, there's going to be a part of a no-rehearsal element to this story. So just know you'll be asked to participate. We don't need everyone, just some. But we'll begin again with the choir. You know, I will need some bird calls, not just whistling, but I need some bird calls. I don't care what bird it is. But if the choir were to make some bird call whistles, what might it sound like? Oh, my. This is quite wonderful. And if the congregation were to join with that, what might it sound like? Excellent. Thank you. So 2 weeks ago when I lost my voice, I realized that I could whistle the tunes. So I whistled all the hymns with you a couple of weeks ago. You're not going to need that right away, but just keep that in your back pocket. Know that you don't have to think, oh, my goodness, is she going to ask me now? Is she going to ask me now? It's going to be really clear when I want you to do the bird call. So just hold on that. So here's the story. And it's called Pandora. And when we get to the point when I need participants, Rebecca is going to be down on the side over there giving you your props. Pandora lived alone. And she lived in a land of broken things. In some ways, we live in a land of broken things. And we need some help creating the land of broken things. So, can I have some volunteers to go and meet Rebecca on the side ramp? You can be of any age to get some of our broken things that were purchased at the SPCA. And they did wonder why I was carrying all this stuff out yesterday. But go on up there, and then you're going to bring down our props to help us see the land of broken things. And if you were looking at the book, well, there's Pandora. There are mountains and mountains of broken things in the story. Mountains. So just right out here, we have a land of broken things. That hockey stick was almost the end of me. Just needs to be laid out. You stay out here. No, I know you might want that, but you're just going to leave it right here. They almost didn't let me take this at the SPCA because they liked it so much. People who did the flowers, do the flowers for us, just got rid of a lot of baskets. So I think their heart rate might be going up when they see a new kind of broken basket. Yeah, that just went out here somewhere. Ah, yes, I hope to never need that again. Okay, the land of broken things. Well, actually, Pandora in this land of broken things, she was very ingenious. And she created a very cozy home for herself there amidst all of the brokenness. But no one ever came to visit. She was very, very lonely. She spent her time gathering and repairing everything she could. And on the image, you see a little teddy bear that she found in the midst of all the broken things. And she's bringing it back to life. And then one day, something fell from the sky, and it was broken too. But Pandora didn't know how to fix it. So she made it as snug as she could, and watched over it in the day and night. And she placed her tail over the box. To keep it warm at night. And so maybe it could heal. Pandora's guest was a little weak at first, but as the days went by, it grew stronger and stronger, and it could hop around and fly a little bit. And it started to bring back gifts from far away lands. But he always returned. Until one day, he didn't.
What do we do when all seems lost? When love and hope are gone and the future seems dim. Here in the story, Pandora's bird has left. This is the moment when her only friend is gone. And we have to wonder what will come next. It's a bit like the Easter story. After Jesus is killed and buried, his friends and family are wondering what is next. They ask themselves, who are we? Who are we without our teacher, without our friend, without our son? Yesterday was Easter Saturday. Easter Saturday is a day of waiting, of seeking and wondering. And we look around this broken space, this time of heaviness. And Pandora knows how to fix all sorts of things. She has made a life out of fixing other people's broken things, but how do you fix a broken heart? No tools or twine can mend this, and yet we must do the fragile work of tending to the healing. Friends, we are an Easter Saturday people. Looking around us in this world, we see all sorts of brokenness: environmental degradation, economic inequality, racism, sexism, homophobia. And much like Mary, the apostles, and the followers of Jesus, or like Pandora, who has lost her bird, we do not know what will come next. Will the power of love beat out death? Is resurrection possible? Can we pull ourselves back from the brink? Is liberation real? We sit in the sadness and the mystery. Friends, there is a common misconception that prophets are fortune tellers, that they somehow look beyond the expanse of space and time and reveal what our futures will be. But that's not the case. Prophets, at least any good prophet, will tell us what our current realities are and show us that another way is possible. Tomorrow's world does not have to be today's world. Instead, we can work together to right the ship we sail upon together. Death does not have to have the final say. We no longer have to be content with living off the scraps of others. Justice is real and possible, and it is up to us to make this all come true. But in the meantime, we allow ourselves to sit with heavy and broken hearts, to wonder what comes next. The thing about being an Easter Saturday people is we don't know what comes on the other side of dawn. We don't know that the tomb is already empty, or where the bird has gone off to, or if he will ever return. We don't know if we have done enough to change the fate of the world. But maybe, just maybe, we have enough faith to believe it is all possible.
And so the choir, I wished I could have written all the lyrics for you, but copyright laws won't let me do that, but I gave you a synopsis in the bulletin. Sing and be and live and see. A dark and stormy hour. The wind scorching the earth. And war and power that blinds. And yet they sing of peace and healing. So Pandora's friend has left. He's gone. That healing box is empty. So if you were here at the last service, no fair, no fair, you know the end of the story. But if you were not, let's imagine how the story might play out. So what might happen? More friends, maybe? Is that what I heard? More friends? Anyone else's imagination stirring for what might happen?
Maybe the bird and baby birds will return.
Maybe the bird and baby birds return?
Maybe Pandora
really just leaves. It's possible.
Maybe something else will fall from the sky.
And maybe another something falls from the sky. All possibilities. Well, once again, Pandora is alone. And so she sat on mountains of broken things. We don't show you all the pictures, but there are mountains. And all the mountains are made of broken things, just stacked up. And she stopped fixing things. She said, I'm not going to fix things anymore. And she slept. I don't know if anyone else is really sad. They sleep a lot. And that's what happened to Pandora. And she thought her heart might break. But one day, the world appeared a little less gray. And if you have had a broken heart, maybe you can relate to this. The world appeared a little less gray, and when Pandora wasn't watching, beautiful new life was growing from that box where Pandora's friend had recovered from his fall. Beautiful new things were growing when Pandora wasn't watching. And so I need a few volunteers to go over to Rebecca and get some of our SPCA beautiful things that I took from all of their displays and said, but these things are for sale too, right? And they're like, And bring those on down here. And let's, come on, bring those beautiful things back down here and let's just put them out here because they are growing. Here, so just place them wherever they feel right. Great, thank you. Yes, the world is better already. Thank you. And one morning, Pandora woke to the warmth of the sun, just the way, well, this last week and next week, we're going to have a lot of warm sun. And then that's when they heard the bird song. They heard the bird song in the land of living. And that's the way it is. That sometimes we are sure that the end has come. Whether it is of a relationship, or our happiness, or life on this earth, there is death. But new life comes when we might be looking the other way. It may not be the same as what we have lost, but something that is new and vibrant. And sometimes it lives right in the middle of all that is broken in our lives and in even the life of a country. And so may it be so for us. And may we see the beauty that does surround us and take strength from that beauty. Amen.
Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth. Remember, we are earth.
Remember the plants, trees, animal life who have all their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember, we are all people and all people are you. Remember, we are Earth.
Remember, you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember, all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember, language comes from this. Remember, the dance language is, that life is. Remember, we are Earth.
We have enough time.
And I have a special message for you from the immigration justice team. There are three holidays, holy days, that we are honoring today because of how the calendar falls. Easter is a Christian holy day that teaches how when death was certain, there can be new life. And then there's Earth Day that came out of a recognition that it is our responsibility to make the choice to join together to protect the Earth. And we are also at the time of Passover from the Jewish tradition, and that is a message of liberation from persecution. So on this day, when we honor Easter, Earth Day, and Passover, we recognize that we can give a new chance to two families from Guatemala who are seeking safety from war, poverty, gang violence in their own country. The families are here legally, although we would have a responsibility to help them find a safe community, whether they were here legally or not. They do have qualified sponsors. And we have a chance to join with other faith traditions in our community. We are committed in spirit by our vote in October 2017 to become a sanctuary congregation, a strong vote that was made by this congregation. So I invite you to match the intention of that vote that we made together with our time and purchasing from a list of household supplies for those families in their homes that are being established here in this community. And for those who are able, financial support is probably the most important way we can support them. So the immigration justice team is inviting us to join them to help our community really be that sanctuary. They have done the research for this congregation, but only we can really make it happen. They are a small team. And they count on this congregation to make our promise good. So will you join me in supporting these families in the ways that you can? Pat Moore Pickett has been our lead for this, and she will be at the Get Involved table right outside this sanctuary, and you can ask her for more specifics. And you'll be hearing about this project many times in the near future, but we are the ones who can make it happen. Thank you so much, and let's do it together. I invite you to take hands with those who are near to you and put a hand on a shoulder if that's what you need to do. These words written by Langston Hughes. Of course, he's speaking about a really hard time in his life, but he's finding hope. It's an earth song, and I've been waiting long for an earth song.
It's a spring song. I've been waiting long for a spring song, strong as the bursting of young buds, strong as the shoots of a new plant, strong as the coming of the first child from its mother's womb.
An earth song, a body song, a spring song. And I've been waiting long for an earth song. Happy Easter, and let the congregation say amen.
Amen.